Fresh Balls is a men's self-drying hygiene cream that is applied directly to the testicles to keep them fresh, dry, and clean. The smooth, talc-free, and aluminum-free formula. Fresh Balls is a men's self-drying hygiene cream that is applied directly to the testicles to keep them fresh, dry, and clean. The smooth, talc-free, and aluminum-free formula prevents ball sweat, itch, and any unpleasant odors. Fresh Balls is applied in cream form, but quickly dries as you rub it in. The more you apply, the thicker the dry coat of powder will be left behind. However, it doesn't leave a mess like traditional baby powder does. Fresh Balls is made by Happy Junk, the makers of Fresh Breasts and Fresh Feet. If you are looking for a male hygiene cream to keep you your freshest so you are always ready for action, definitely give Fresh Balls a try.
So you were just denied credit. You may be feeling embarrassed, discouraged, or even helpless.
I really thought that my credit was a lost cause. You know, it made me really sad to know that my credit was that messed up.
The credit pros understand. How could you build good credit when no one gives you a chance? How are you ever going to get the car you need or the house you deserve? Call the experts now at the Credit Pros and get your second chance.
My credit was horrible. I hired Credit Pros and I got a brand new house. If it wasn't for Credit Pros, I wouldn't be in this house today.
Get your credit report summary free, and the consultation is free. The Credit Pros can help you remove questionable credit items like charge-offs, late payments, wrong information, and more. The Credit Pros is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau.
By me putting my faith in Credit Pros, I can breathe now. I advise everybody to give Credit Pros a try.
Call the Credit Pros for a free consultation right now.
Call the Credit Pros now. Toll free. 844-834-5065. 844-834-5065.
Hi, Gary J. Jackson here, checking in to tell you that if you don't have the chance to listen to the live Dark Side of the Moon from midday to 2 p.m. on Sundays on RadioVegas.rocks, there is a listen again facility now on Wednesdays, again from midday to 2 p.m. So that's Dark Side of the Moon, live from England on Sunday, repeated Wednesdays from midday to 2 p.m.
now on RadioVegas.rocks. It's time for the Oscar, Bernie, and Ernie History of Comedy Show. They know a lot because they were there to live it. Now, give it up for your hosts of the show that is making history, Oscar, Bernie, and Ernie.
Hey, hey, hey! It's great to be back on the air over here at Radio Vegas. That rocks. This is Oscar and Bernie. I am happy to be here too, Oscar. Don't forget me. Well, it's good to see you, Bernie. Yeah, it's great to be back over here. It's great to be here with our producer, Jay. And tonight, we're going to have a special guest getting over here by the name of Smiley Joe Wiley. He's got some news for us on the Vegas comedy scene. So it's going to be good talking to Joe here in a little bit. Now, I'd like to start off, I want to thank some of our sponsors here. I had a great time over at Silverton on November 15th with Evan Davis. He puts on a fantastic show over there. I guess he's going to be doing it about once a month at the Silverton. It was fantastic. They got a house band over there, a four-piece house band. That's fantastic. It was like a throwback to the old days when I was a young man performing over at the Sahara when Sandy Hackett had his Monday night showcases over there. And guys like Danny Gann started out there and a few others here in town. So I'm happy to say that that was a lot of fun. And we also have a gig coming up January 14th with John Gripp. And we're going to be supporting the veterans over there. And there's going to be the AR band's going to be playing. And we're going to do some comedy and hosting the show. So we hope everybody can get out there. And we'll have more information on that on our Oscar and Bernie website. Also at Facebook, John Oscar Hine and Oscar Hino. So we want you to check in over there. Ernie with Amnesia Salon, we want to mention he's over at 6462 Losey Road. And that's in North Las Vegas. They're open from 9 to 7. They're open every day of the week, pretty much. And you can call them at 702-227-3322. I think we're going to cut away here for a moment, and we'll be right back. Thanks. Appreciate it.
See, there's an old man sitting in the front row. What is that, your daughter? Yeah, okay. Now, how old are you there, Pops? You're 63 and you're married, right? You're married for how many years? 2 years. 63, married 2 years. Okay, well, you see, there's a guy that's got it together. The problem with a lot of you young people is you rush into marriage in your 20s and your 30s. Here's a man that's 63. He just finally got married at 61. That's the way to go. You date a woman 10, 15, 20 years. You get an apartment for another 10 years. And then finally, as the Social Security is coming in, then you have a little nest egg. And you get married. That way, by the time you're 70, you're ready to raise a family and you have children, and she can change both your diapers at the same time.
Stick around. The Oscar, Bernie, and Ernie History of Comedy Show returns right after
Las
this.
Las Vegas has a new lottery. Finally, an easy and free way to win in Las Vegas. Scratcher app is a fun and easy way to win prizes from local Las Vegas businesses. You receive daily lottery scratcher right on your phone. Start scratching now to win. Win prizes like free food, tickets, services, and activities from companies like Radio Vegas Rocks, Capo's Restaurant, Crave America, Slingshot, Trike, Segway, David Sachs Shows, and many, many more. Download the app now on Google Play Store. Just search for Scratcher App-Win Vegas. Start scratching, have fun, and win.
Intuitive touch. Mary Lynn is a psychic medium, clairvoyant, and empath with a lifetime of experience with the spiritual world. People from all over the world seek out Mary Lynn for guidance on relationships, business, and general insight to everyday life. Mary Lynn has studied and received all attunements as a Reiki healer and master, and is versed in tarot, pendulums, dream interpretation, channeling, and more. And Mary Lynn is available online, in person, or by phone. Visit intuitivetouchworld.com today. A visit with Mary Lynn is powerful, enlightening, and best of all, affordable. Visit intuitivetouchworld.com today and listen to Mary Lynn live on this station every Sunday night from 7 to 9 Pacific. intuitivetouchworld.com. Your spiritual peace is waiting.
I was a pretty stupid kid also. I used to get talked into making crank calls, you know. My older brothers and friends would just stand around me. Okay, Brian, make some crank calls. Make some crank calls. And I get all nervous and mess them up. Do you have frog legs? No, do you serve them? No, do you have them? You're stupid. Brian, relax, man. You got to relax when you make the crank calls. Do another one. Concentrate. Is your refrigerator running? It's not. Oh. Okay, you have a good day now. You take luck. Brian, do this one. Read it so you don't mess it up. Do you have Prince Albert in the can? You do? Well, then you better take him out because he is suffocating. He wants to know what that hang up. You're stupid! You stupid person!
The laughs continue on the Oscar Bernie and Ernie History and Comedy Show.
All right, we're laughing it up over here. Hey, every Wednesday night, they got a great open. We want to mention Bobby Massey's over at Naked City Pizza. And we want you to come out there and support that. It's a great show over there. They got some of the best pizza in town, to be honest with you. And
hey, while you brought that up.
What's that?
Since you brought it up,
yes.
The open mic,
yes.
Starting this Wednesday,
correct.
We're collecting toys for tots.
Oh, great!
So there's a box that's going to be down
nice.
There. If they bring an unwrapped toy of $5 or more, they get a free slice of pizza.
Nice, very nice.
Yeah.
All right, that's a wonderful thing that they're doing over there, Naked City Pizza, and it's always a great show over there. Bobby holds a great open mic over there. And I encourage people, that's part of this show, the idea is that for people who have not tried comedy or getting up in front of an audience and they think that they can do it, and that's the first thing you got to do is think you can do it, write down a few minutes about your life. Start out something biographical about yourself that you can find that's funny. And what you're shooting for is 4 to 6 laughs a minute. And come on down there and try your hand at it. Bobby's a real friendly guy, and he'll encourage you. And that's Naked City Pizza, and that's every Wednesday night. On Thursday nights, I got an open mic over at Legends. Down on the Boulder Highway, down there on corner. I guess it's kind of the corner of what is this Pittman down there? I think it's by Russell and Boulder. I've been there; it's a nice little bar. And on Tuesday nights, John Hilder's got a nice gig going on. I got to get over and see this. It's in a casino, so whenever you're doing something in one of the places on the Strip, you know what I mean. They're putting you up on a decent stage. It's got to be a nice setting over there. Sin City Comedy. And that's hosted by John Hilder. So pull him up on Facebook. Tuesday nights, we got Champagnes. Two great guys here in town have been doing comedy a while now. Scratch, Phil Cummings, and Bruce Purcell. Two very funny dudes, very friendly guys. They get out there. They're known on the comedy scene. They got a great show over there. Sunday nights, we're at the E String. You got an open mic over there. So we want you to check that out with Victor Hernandez. And I've watched Victor come along over the last couple of years. I mean, he was a guy that started out and made his way on stage. And Mike Zala, too. I mean, I've been doing this for a while here in town. I've seen these young guys get out there and start promoting shows and promoting themselves and getting paid gigs. I mean, if you work at it and you stick with it and you had the perseverance, you, too, could be the next Drew Carey. In 1980, he was living on my buddy Paul Brown's couch here in town, and I believe he was working at a Denny's. So if you got the idea in your mind that you can do it, you can go out there and you can accomplish anything. A good friend of mine, Dickie Peterson, over with Pete's Wheatgrass. Dick Talks is what he's known as on stage. Pete's Wheatgrass is fantastic. If you've never tried wheatgrass, it's at the health food stores around town, a lot of these juice bars. It's in the health clubs. And most of it, if it's fresh, it's coming from Pete's Wheatgrass. And you're also at the Las Vegas Athletic Club. So you can give him a call at 702-204-9091. And it's grown locally, and it is fresh. So anyways, what we're talking about is comedy here tonight. One of the terms that you might hear from the comics if you're hanging out in the open mic scene is juxtaposition. And what is the definition of juxtaposition? Well, what it is, it's like if you put two things next to each other that are kind of like opposites. You might say, Bernie would say,
Hey, guess my wiener.
What did you say, Bernie?
I said Diet Coke makes you leaner.
All right, so that's kind of the idea behind it. And what we're looking for is guys that want to get up and gals For the first time here in town, there's great shows all over the place. We want you to get out there and check that out. And you give us a call or call me at 702-515-9162. If you want to know what's going on and where to hook up at and get out and get some stage time. Juxtaposition. If the waiter served you a whole fish and a scoop of chocolate ice cream in the same plate, your surprise might be caused by the juxtaposition of the side-by-side contrast of the two foods. And that's what we're looking for when you're getting on stage. Wordplay. Turning things inside out, the innuendos, the different things that are happening. Oh, hey, we got a call now. Somebody just called. All right, let's check this out. We're going to cut away for a minute. We'll be right back.
Then my pops will start talking. And my pops will be fucked up every 4th of July, man, every cookout. Black men like to claim the house when they're drunk. Men, period, I think, man, like to just claim their house. They want you to know if you drunk and if they drunk and you in their house, that is their house. My father would stand up in the middle of the cookout and say, "It's my house. You know what it is? And if you don't like it, you get the fuck out. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I pay the motherfucking bills in this motherfucker. And hey, kiss my ass if you don't like it. Yes. Yes, motherfucker, yes. But you know what it is? You know what it is? I'm drunk, so what? Beautiful, I'm drunk. I'm drunk, so what? I'm drunk. You know what? I got drunk in my motherfucking kitchen. I was drinking out of my glass in my motherfucking house. So fuck it. Then he attacked the whole family, right? He said, Gus, ask a question. Come here. Ask a question, Gus. Gus, let me ask you a question. Gus, why is the fire so big? Why do you make the fire so big, Gus? Look at that shit. It's a motherfucking ridiculous, Gus. The fire's too motherfucking big. Why? You come in here every motherfucking year, Gus, and you burn down my motherfucking backyard. Why? I'm cooking motherfucking hamburgers in Frank's. I'm not cooking a motherfucking brontosaurus burger in this motherfucker. This ain't the motherfucking Flintstones, Gus. My house, motherfucker. Look at Charlie standing over there with third-degree burns on him. Eating a motherfucking Frank. It doesn't make sense. No, but you take things too far, Gus. You take things too far. I tell you go an inch, you go 3 inches. I tell you go 4 inches, you go 5. Give a nigga rope, wanna be a cowboy, Gus. Why don't you listen? Oh, Eddie, get that motherfucking dog away from my plate. I'm gonna shoot this dog. I'm gonna shoot the motherfucker. Shut up. I'm gonna shoot it. Stop crying. Stop crying, Eddie, because you can get the fuck out. You can get the fuck. I know you're 7. I know you're 7. But you'll be a 7-year-old walking the dog, no house motherfucker. You know what it is? Because it's mine, motherfucker. I hate this motherfucking dog. Because you ask it for the dog, you don't spend time with the dog, Eddie. You don't feed the motherfucker. You don't pet it. You don't even know what the fuck the dog's name is anymore, do you? The dog don't give a fuck. He don't know his name. The dog is 3 years old, don't know his name. Watch it. Coco, where the fuck is he going? The dog's stupid because you don't spend time with the motherfucker. I'm supposed to work hard all day. I come home and feed the motherfucking dog. Fuck no, I'm not feeding the motherfucker. You know what, Eddie? When nobody's home, you know what I do? I go up to the dog and I kick the motherfucker. I kick the motherfucker with everything I got, Eddie. And then I giggle my motherfucking ass off because I hate the motherfucker. But you don't clean up behind it. Why can't you clean up the motherfucking... This ain't Scooby-Doo, motherfucker. Why can't you clean the dog? The dog shits all over the house. If no one tells you, Eddie, you don't clean the shit. You let the shit stay forever. The shit has been in the den for 6 months, Eddie. It's been in the den for 6 months. Your kids go past it, you act like you don't see it. And unless you're told, you won't clean the shit. The shit is hard as a rock now. It's like motherfucking furniture in there. I went in last week to watch the fights. I said, fuck it, I put my drink on top of it, Eddie. It's a coffee table now. Why can't you clean up shit? My friends come over and say, oh, that's lovely. I said, that's not lovely, it's a piece of shit. Because my children don't listen.
All right. Hey, it's great to be back on the air here, and we got our special guest here this evening, Smiley Joe Wiley. Joe, great to see you.
Hey, man, how you guys doing, man? It's good to be here.
We're doing great. And we're talking about comedy, and I met Joe, 17 years ago in Ohio. We've been out here since 2004.
Yeah, it's been a long time, bro. It's been a real long time.
Been a long time, yeah. Seeing our kids growing up, your kids growing up.
You had all of your teeth and black hair.
Ain't that the truth? Joe's had a great life, man. It's so great watching his career. He worked on the cruise lines for a bunch of years. He's done movies here in Vegas. He's done stand-up. And he's got something special coming up that he wants to talk about.
I mean, you know what? I mean, to be honest with you, man, I'm really about to shake the city up, man. I'm going to take over this city. That's the plan. And I'm not talking about it on a negative end or being cocky about it. It's just that what I'm doing is something totally different. You know, there's comedy clubs. I respect them. I love them. Hey, you guys go out. If you know there's a comic in town or there's a comic that come by in town, whatever the comedy club is, and you haven't seen this guy, or if you hear something about a good comedy club, because most of the clubs that are in town that are surviving are pretty good comedy clubs that are in the casinos. So you guys go out and check those out, man. But my thing is I had to do something totally different. And I'm coming from the cruise line, and I've been with Carnival for 6 years. And every time I'm out performing, people always want to take pictures with me. They always want to take me out and have a drink. They always want to dance at a nightclub. They always want to do these things. So I said, you know what? Let me keep what I want to do intimate, man. So what I did was, man, I got my show on a party bus. And the party bus that I have is a disco bus. Not so much of a party bus, but it's a disco bus where we can dance. You know, I got my stage set up. I'm doing 30 minutes of comedy. It's a three-hour hang, you know, so we can hang out. Yeah.
This concept, Joe. You know, I mean, this is so off the wall. That's
guess
outrageous.
What? One of the most things that, not one of, but a few of the things that people have the problem with that I won't have a problem with, and this is one of the things that I thought about and said, yes, this is going to be a great idea, is that no more standing in line. You know, no more waiting for a cocktail server. No more waiting for the bartender to come back, man. You know what I'm saying? It's BYOB. You know what I'm saying? I have a bar on the bus. You know what I'm saying? I have a DJ booth on it. It is a party. It's a nightclub.
So it's going out and partying with Joe. Yeah,
it's just called hanging with Smiley. That's what it's not
hanging
even so
with
much.
Smiley.
It's called hanging with Smiley, man. Because that's what you're doing.
That's
you know,
nice.
We hanging out. It's intimate. Where can you go in this town where the entertainers are going to give you something or that's going to hang out with you?
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Nowhere.
But you're going to what? Go up and down the strip so the people will be able to have
man.
The view of everything
no,
of the
no,
town?
Because,
or what are you going to do?
Well, I have a couple ideas, man. I mean, for the tourists, I'll take them down the strip or because I want to have a flat.
Right.
You know, what's going to happen is I'm going to take the tourists to the Vegas side. You know, a photo company is what's basically presenting me. You know, Photo Tours of Las Vegas.
Nice.
Is basically, or Photo Tours Vegas is what's presenting me. You know, that's the company that's behind me, that's pushing this. So they take the care of the photos. So you get professional photos. You know, you get one autographed by me also. And then we do a lip sync battle. You know, we do that on the way back, you know, just to have something stupid to do, something fun to do. I mean, how many people out there has really actually seen the person you love or the person you want, you person that you with do something stupid? You know what I'm saying? That's fun. You know what I'm saying? And you can videotape it and keep it on your phone, and we're going to go Facebook Live on the way back. You know what I'm saying? And I have my own app. So you guys go to the Apple Store and go get Smiley Joe Wiley. I have my own app there. And what's going to happen is there's going to be clips from the shows, from the crew. I mean, not the cruise. I'm so used to saying cruise. From the bus. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be on the app. So you guys will be able to check that out. And it's fun, man. I mean, like I said before, and it's $63 for 3 hours.
That's wonderful.
I mean, where can you – there's nowhere.
No, that's
$63
wonderful.
For 3 hours. And like I said before, we're on a party bus. I'm coming to get you. We have a location there. Like I said before, no one waiting in line. You can wear a big-ass hat, and you still got a good view. And that's how it is, man.
That's
fantastic.
I mean,
it's the best comedy show on wheels, I guarantee you.
It's got to be the only one on wheels.
Hey,
I've never heard of anybody doing this before. I think this is fantastic.
Exactly. That, too. But you know, they had to – I respect – what the strip does when they have the double decker.
Right.
You know, they got
but
that
double decker.
But that's
for tourists to look at the sights.
But, you know, how the hell are you doing comedy and you got people looking at it? You know, hey, this is Madame Tussauds, babe. What about this joke I wrote? You know, so it's like, I didn't want to, my thing is the party's on the inside.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So, you know what they're saying? The party's on the inside, not on the outside.
Right.
And then I'm going to take them downtown so they can see the street performers. There's some street performers in this town that's going to make it to the Circus Olays or that's going to have their own show one
day. The saxophone player's been down there for years.
Well,
he's phenomenal.
I mean, well, people like that are the people that I want to basically, I want to give them a little shine.
Nice.
You get what I'm saying?
Give them
because
a showcase.
I know for a fact what I'm doing will put me on television. I know this for a fact.
Well, yeah, it could be a reality show in a heartbeat.
Well, not even so much that, but I'll have that interview when I sit down with Ellen and Kimmel. We'll have this. And they'll say, you know, wow, you know, why didn't Vegas think of this? Because they don't. And I'm hoping, I'm glad they didn't. You know what I'm saying? This is my creation. I sat in a 3x11 cabin, what I used to call it on the cruise ship. The 3x11. You know, and the cruise ship treated me well, man. But I just got, I mean, I needed to branch out, man.
Well, 6 years is like anything in life, you know. Well, I mean, it's kind of a cycle. You move on to something else.
That too, man. And then, I mean, it taught me so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not trying to put any comedian down, which I would never do because I love comedy and I respect comics. But, I mean, until you come from where I came from, man.
Right.
Bro.
Work every night, every night.
Not even so much that, man. 5 shows a night, and they were different shows.
Folks. Right.
Not just 5 shows.
Right.
I have 5 30-minute comedy shows, 2 family shows, 3 adult shows, all totally different material.
That's fantastic.
And, I mean, and just from
how
the
much did you
to the
how
end.
Much did you stretch over 6 years, Joe? Would you say like 6 years ago you did maybe an hour, but now you do 3 hours?
You know
that kind of thing.
6 years ago was about maybe an hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? I uh-huh. might have had the material,
right?
But it wasn't polished.
Right. Working
you know
every night.
And now, man, it's just. I can walk in there. I can get caught by the KKK and make them laugh before they try to put me on the fire.
Before they try to barbecue you.
Like, dude, you ain't got to put me on the fire, man. I'm already brown, man. You know what I'm saying? Just give me a pass this time.
No, comedy is amazing how it works.
Let's say we got him.
No, I was at a rock concert once, and I was really buzzed.
I agree. I said, they got me.
And when I kind of came to, I'm standing around all these bikers, and I'm doing comedy. I was only about 18 years old, and they're all laughing and stuff, and they realize, what the hell am I doing?
Well, you
where
know,
am
it, the thing about it, where I go, you know, and where I'm at it with is that being on a ship, man, it's just that you have family shows, man. I mean, I'm talking about kids.
No, that forces you to stretch.
I got
you got to learn.
4-year-old kids. You funny.
Right.
You know, you made me. And to hear that come from a kid.
Right.
You know, it's just like, you know what? Wow, man. It's just like, you know, yeah, you know, and the old people. I mean, nothing against the elderly. You know, elderly is elderly, but I said old people. I mean, I'm like, these people are 1,000 and a half years old. They was like, I'm serious. They was like, if they die.
Walking dust is falling off.
Normally, if somebody died, you'd be like, oh, man, Grandpa had a heart attack. You know, it's just like, you know, oh, man, Jed died. You're like, for real? It's just like, you know what? Hey, you Cubans, I mean, I know y'all are celebrating on the inside because y'all can't do it on the outside. Of Cuba, but on the inside of the United States, you can have fun, man, because, you know, Castro, you know, he finally went in, you know what I'm saying?
If only the good die young, you know that old bastard was one evil son of a bitch.
Normally when you go to a funeral, man, you know, you feel sad, man. You're like, oh, man, you know, you got your head down, you know, people got their arm around you, man, but when you go to Castro's funeral, man, they're going to be walking by going... Yeah, he's dead.
I'm sure he's dead.
He's throwing thumbs up. Yeah, it's him. They didn't put their hat on him, but that's him. He ain't moving. He hard.
And about the guy that used to taste his food before he ate it, you know? Man, I bet he's kinda...
I mean, he was just... I
Did
mean,
he lose hey, his job? Now he's hey, dead or what?
Hey, man, you know, I'm going to tell you something, man. That's what... I should... I can't say it. Me and Oscar had a run-in, man. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. I love Trump. I love what he stands for. But the shit that he says is what...
Oh, so off the wall. He's crazy. Yeah, I know.
But, I agree. It's like, man, as soon as he became president, man, that's all it took for us to kill Castro is for fucking Donald Trump to be president.
I should have
voted that son of a bitch in a long time ago, geez. Man. Shit.
Hey, Joe, I got to cut away for a couple messages. We're about the halfway mark right now.
And
we're going to play some more comedy here.
My man Eddie, man. I love Eddie Murphy.
Oh, and in the movies, too, what he's done and his impressions, too. But I want to mention we got a Rock in the Spring event that Crazy Jay Bird is, I guess, hosting or promoting. And we want to talk about that for a quick second, April 28th to the 30th. It's going to be at the M Resort. And if you haven't been to the M Resort, that is one classy joint. I mean, every restaurant in that place has got a window where you can see outside. They really designed that place nice.
Not just outside, but a strip view.
Yeah, beautiful. The view of the strip up there on top of that restaurant and stuff up there. We were up there for a New Year's a
Dude,
few years ago.
Dude, listen, not even so much the restaurant, the parking lot. You park your car, man. It's like, do we got to go in there? We can leave now.
I want to sit there and watch the M change colors for a while.
That's a beautiful place, man. And it's down the street from me, man. It's a beautiful
On the buffet, place, the buffet, too.
We're not going to talk about that, please.
Okay, all right, all right. We got some pizza here. And what we want to mention wine, that the comedic headliner is going to be Jackie the Joke Man, Martling. And he had a tape out years ago. It was Hoof-Hearted, Ice Melted. Okay. So anyways, think about that. Anyways, we're going to mention quickly a tax service some more over on Durango 3140. If you need help with your taxes, give us a call, 702-240-8090. We solve your tax problems. And our production man, Jay, is going to take it away here with some announcements and some comedy.
There's a guy in the locker room. There's a guy in the locker room. And he looks over, there's another guy. And the other guy has a cork in his ass. He says, listen, it's not my business. He says, it's none of my business. But why is there a cork in your ass? He says, you wouldn't believe it. He says, I was walking through the woods. And I tripped over a lamp, and this thing came out. Me tonto. Indian genie can grant them you one wish. And I said, no shit. There's a knock on the whorehouse door. Girl opens the door, it's the Indian.
He says, me need him woman. Got him lots of money.
She says, Chief, you got any experience?
No got him experience.
So why don't you go back up in the woods and stick it in a goddamn knot hole? Month later, knock on whorehouse door. Girl answers the door, same Indian. Says, me need him woman. Got him lots of money. Got him experience. All right, Madge, take the chief upstairs and give him a tumble, will you? She takes the chief upstairs. She takes off all her clothes, lies in the bed. He says, no, I'm good. Get him down. She gets down. He bends over the bed, goes in the hallway, gets a huge coat rack, comes back in, smashes her across the ass. She says, what are you doing? He says, check him for bees. Did you hear about the queer Indian? He was a brave sucker. Why does an Indian wear a jockstrap? Totem pole. Here's a question. The old cowboy movies, why didn't John Wayne pull the wagons into a square? Then when the Indians turned the corners, they would have fallen off the horses. No, huh? Okay. Why do they call a kissing disease mono? Mono means one. Only one thing I do by myself. If that causes diseases, I would have started an epidemic a long time ago. God knows I can't kiss it, because if I could, I'd never leave the house. Big fat farmer's got a big, fat, disgusting wife. She got stringy hair and a long cigarette with a long ash, and she's like disgusting. She got cheese in the folds of her neck, you know, just... She looks like she swallowed a house with all the doors open. You know, she's like a big... And it starts to rain. They're walking down a dirt road in the rain. And, oh, and he looks at this pig. She got moles with hairs and everything. And he looks at his pig wife, and he gets a hard-on. He's like, ah, shit! So he grabs his big fat wife and throws it down in a puddle, and he pulls down his pants. He gets on, and he pulls her dress up, pulls her pants down. She's reaching, and he starts it. He says, Elsie, is it in you or is it in the mud? She says, it's in the mud. So he reaches down and fiddles around. He says, now, Elsie, is it in you or is it in the mud? She says, it's in me. He says, put it back in the mud. O'Flanagan, Mozzarelli, and Stokowski all die, and they're at the gates of heaven. Flanagan goes to walk in. St. Peter says, wait a minute, my friends. A little test you got to pass before you go through the pearly gates. How many L's in Here Comes the Bride? Well, Flanagan says, hi, but there are none. Very good. Come in. Mazzarelli goes to walk in. St. Peter says, wait a minute, my friends. A little test you got to pass before you go through the pearly gates. How many L's in Here Comes the Bride? Mazzarelli says, none. I added that. Stokowski goes to walk in. St. Peter says, wait a minute, my friend, it's a test. You got to pass before you go through the gates of heaven. How many L's? And Here Comes the Bride. Stokowski says, 18. St. Peter says, 18? How the fuck did you get 18? Stokowski says, la, 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 la.
Let's return to the Oscar Bernie and Ernie History of Comedy Show.
Jack, you're the joke man. See, and he's done stock jokes for a lot of years and made himself a decent living. I mean, he's probably a millionaire after working on Howard Stern. We want to mention Mikey Sliman over at Easy Bail Bonds. If you find yourself in trouble, give Mikey a shout out at 702-445-0866. He'll get you out of a jam there, and CYA, cover your ass. And we also want to mention a great guy by the name of Michael Hallop. He's at Century 21 Solutions. If you're looking to buy or sell, and you have and you want a decent, honest, hardworking realtor, and I know that for a fact because I know him personally, and he has helped people that I do know, and just helped a lady sell a house about a week ago. And he's at Century 21 Solutions, 702-533-4238. Look for Michael Hallop at Century 21 Solutions. All right, we're here with Smiley Joe Wiley. Joe's got the greatest concept. They're starting something here in Las Vegas that's never been done before in the comedy scene. I think it's going to be a big hit. Joe's been very successful in comedy, so take it away, Joe. Let us know what you're doing.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's going to, I mean, I believe in God, man. I know for a fact that it's going to be big. It's just the matter of fact of how much I put into it, which I'm going to put in my all, which I've always have. But like I said before, you know, being where I came from and on the ships, and then it showed me a lot, man. I mean, and it's like, especially when it's dealing with tourists, you know, and that's basically where I'm basically, you
same
know,
kind of an audience.
Yeah, you know, because they want to do something that they have never done before.
There you go.
You know, when you go on vacation, that's why when I'm on a cruise ship, man, these guys would do excursions. Now, here they are, they parasailing, they swimming with dolphins, you know, they scuba diving, they doing things that you wouldn't normally do.
Right.
And that's why I'm like, well, in Vegas, you can go to a comedy club, you can go sit in a showroom.
Right.
I mean, you can go see a comedian, but have you ever hung out with one of them?
That's fantastic. And I know the story, too, going back. Somebody who influenced you back in the day. And we went and we had the pleasure of meeting with him over at his club, Brad Garrett.
Well, you know, Brad's cool, man, and I look at how he runs his club, you know, and I watched what he did when I worked with him as a young amateur.
And what did he do? Tell the cheeseburger story.
I mean, he fucked me up, man. When he did that, that let me know, say, hey, man, you got to build a rapport with people.
Isn't that wonderful?
In order for people to remember you and like you. Mm-hmm. There was a White Castles, and they don't even have them out here. White Castles, they first built one. They built one, man, and this place, the White Castles was... I mean, it was no bigger than
Cleveland.
This studio is bigger than this damn White Castle, man. I mean, White Castle was a tiny place. It was one dude.
Yeah, you'd order.
It was no walk-in. You couldn't even walk
you'd
in,
at the
man.
Window, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a blue and white building. It was small as hell, man. Yeah. And they had burgers. And the burgers was like, what was it, 30 cents or 10 cents
like,
or some
right,
shit
right.
like that? And Brad got done with his show one night. And he had a good crowd, but it wasn't a super big crowd. It was like 116 people, 110 people. And I was emceeing that night. And he goes... You know what I'm going to do? He goes, you guys are fucking hungry. I'll take you some of bitches to get something.
Come and get it.
Yeah. That motherfucker said, come. And we walked. He walked the crowd from its comedy club.
Yeah.
Parking
Pearl Road.
Lot,
yeah.
On Pearl Road. Brook yeah. Park and Pearl Road.
Yeah,
he walked these people across the street, man, to White Castles and bought them all burgers, man. This shit was incredible.
How many years ago?
Oh, man. This had to be 22 years ago, maybe.
How wonderful. That shows his personality and why he got to where he got.
Yeah, 22, 23 years ago.
Wow.
But what it showed me, like I said before, it showed me about building a rapport with people.
Right.
And all of my comedy shows, when I performed, no matter where, if I was featuring or most of the time I would be headlining as I got, my career went forward. But even when I was young, as an opener and a featured and a headliner would hate this. And I was like, this was just part of me. And I still do it to this day. Is I shake everybody's hand. I'm like the preacher.
When you get done with my show, I'm at the door.
Yeah.
And I'm shaking your hand.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you for coming out. Because right. One of the main reasons why is that, yeah, I thank you for coming out and taking time out of your day
right.
to come see me.
Right.
Okay, yeah, I do thank you for that. But I thank you for that before the show. All right. But after the show, I really truly thank you from the bottom of my heart for having fun with me and seeing things the way I see them.
Nice.
That's the art. That's the beauty of comedy.
Right.
Is when you do a joke and the people can read it and they can see exactly what you were saying, or, you know, or they could go at, you know, and me, you know, I'm a twister, man. I mean, I take you somewhere and you be like, all right, well, you know, this is where we're going, and you get and you get dropped off, man. I mean, it's just like when I did a joke about my wife turning 50. You know, I mean, and it's like, and it's true. You know, it's like, man, me and my wife celebrated our 50th birthdays this year, man, and she done got freaky. You know what I'm saying? She walked around the house, man, and even in public, man, with sundresses on and no panties. You know, and it's like, and every other guy be like, oh, that's cool, that's sexy. I'm like, yeah, it is cool and it's sexy, but not in church. You know what I'm saying?
And there's where you dropped us
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, it right. is, you know, Jesus is looking at her, he's looking twist. At me. I'm like, you know, I took off my coat. I put my coat around her lap like, you know, Jesus is looking at you. Cover that up, man. You know, I feel guilty before I leave church. I'm like, I don't know whether to thank God, you know what I'm saying, or ask for forgiveness, man.
Joe, do you think it was a Cleveland thing or an Ohio thing where we would greet the audience after the show?
I mean, we're just different,
I mean, the Funny Stop, we always were like that,
man.
You know?
We ran to that door, man. You we know? Ran to that door.
And the headliner was always selling something and making a buck.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the same thing it is now, man. I mean, with my show, you know, you're not going to go home empty-handed. You're going to go home with something, you know. And that's just the way it is, man, with me. And that's how it always has been, man. Even if I leave you with knowledge or, I mean, because I'm about
your stomach's going
to
be sore, Joe. I mean, I've held my stomach so many times watching your act. I mean, and I've had to, you know, the fact that we've hung all these years. Man, I thank you. I mean, you and Brian Hoffman got me into the Funny Stop, and I opened for you. You featured, and then James Lee Reeves, the headline.
Yeah, we started from those days.
Yeah.
But, you know, thanks, man. And I don't plan, and I never in my life intend to hurt anyone. You know, I don't fight. I'm not an angry person. But when I'm on stage, I'm trying to kill you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I ain't letting up, man. I'm trying my hardest. I'm trying to snatch your belly button out of your ass crack. You know, and I'm going to give it back. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to tear your ass in half when I'm on stage, man. And because I'm having fun. And that's just, you know, I laugh behind my jokes because if I write something and I say it and you laugh at it as hard as I think you should be laughing at it, it's like I did my job. It's like, okay, good. They see it the way I see it. All right, wait till they see this one. Or wait till they see that one. That's like when I first started doing comedy. And if any of you young comedians is listening to this or do hear it, don't think that you are strange or you think that you are not normal. But the time in your career is going to come. I don't know if it's there yet. But you're going to be able to talk to yourself on stage while you're talking to the audience. That day is going to come where you're going to be able to be telling a joke. And you're going to be like, oh, man, I'm going to kill your ass with this next one, man. While you're telling the joke that you're telling. I mean, that's how the gift
that's
has,
how Yeah,
has,
that's how free, how confident you are and your mind is free that you can be thinking about having to go buy bread later on in the day.
Well, I'm be like, all right, what's next? Well, you got to do your checklist.
Right.
You know, every comedian, if you don't, something's wrong with you.
Right, right.
If you're
right.
a comedian and you're telling your jokes, you got to be like, all right, well, that one go this one. And then, you know, the spaghetti go with the sauce, and the sauce go with the noodles, and the noodles go with the plate, and the plate go with the fork, and the cheese go with the, you know, it's
got to follow its way.
Yeah, you got to put everything in perspective of where it should be at. But, man, you guys write, man. That's all I ask comics to do, man. Write, man. Just write. This shit is not hard to do. And if you're a comedian and you're trying to write jokes and your shit is not funny, smoke some weed. All right? Trust me.
Find your
shit
stage,
will
bug.
Get funny. Yeah. I'm serious. And if you don't get some good weed and you don't have any, hit me on Facebook. Smiley Joe Wiley. I got one of the best fucking weed dealers in Vegas. I don't want to call them dealers because the shit's legal now. So I don't, you know, I got one of the good hookups, man. I mean,
but you know, I've seen that on the Penny Stock Exchange. There's marijuana companies you can buy into right now.
I'm buying into. I'm getting in, man. I wanted the bags. You know what I'm saying? You know, the little plastic bags that this shit go in, because you can't go up to and get a handful of weed. You know, they're gonna have to put it in the bag.
Right, that's for sure.
Yeah,
that's for
sure. I was like, why don't we invest in a bag?
In a bag company.
Yeah, the bag company.
Well, it's funny because you go to the Champs convention, they got everything. I mean, they make things that look like pens that aren't pens.
See, now what's gonna happen now? Now that this shit's legal, man, What's going to happen? I'm going to tell you something right now, man. And once my bus get off the ground, I got one of the hottest concepts. And if there's another comedian out there and you thought of this idea that I'm going to come up with, God bless you. If you need any help, bro, let me out, or ma'am, or comedian, female, who you are, because I respect all you guys out there, all of you, no matter who you are. I respect you and love you. So, you know, if you need any help with anything, man, hit me up, man. I had my arms open before, and I had a couple of comics that thought they was funny bite my arm off and shit, and I look at them sometimes still on stage, and they're sinking, man. It's like, dude, I mean, this shit ain't hard.
Well, you gotta
be—you
gotta have good thoughts inside,
hard,
Joe.
Man.
You've always—I mean, we live together.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, you gotta have good thoughts.
We're not gay,
in
folks.
Life.
We live together.
No,
he
no,
had
no,
his
right,
room.
Right, right, right.
Had to straighten that shit out real quick. Yeah, he had his room and a wife and a girl in there. I was the one in there rubbing elbows up against the curtain.
I wasn't asking Joe to do the dishes. No. Anyways, shit. On CNN, you talk about people getting ideas. I just saw last night they're going to do on CNN the history of comedy show now. And we've been doing this now for a couple of months, you know. And they go, well, I doubt if CNN knows
about us.
Well, but
CNN, I'm going to tell you something,
they're thinking,
man,
about good ideas.
CNN, man, is funny, man, because they're all about money. So if they're going to do anything, they're going to tear it up. They're going to be
right.
The history of comedy. All right, well, how many drugs? You know, how many pills did this guy eat? How fucked up was he during this show? That's going to be their history. Watch. You know, I'm serious. That's going to be, oh, well, he was an alcoholic. Oh, yeah, he was depressed and all. He was distorted in the mind and he wanted to kill himself. Motherfucker, that ain't no history. I mean, do history. How did he start? Where did he start from?
Right.
Where did he write his first joke? Did he start in elementary school? Did he start in school? Did he start in the streets? I mean, did his family encourage him? His encouragement, where did it come from? They ain't going to do that. Oh, no. Oh, they're going to come up with it. Just like when Robin Williams died, man. There's so many stories, man. Either way it go, man, to me, when you die, you dead, you dead. I mean, and especially when it's your choice. Now, if you, like the Brady Bunch lady, fuck, man. She still would have got it, though. I still would have hit that. God,
that
soul,
look,
man,
I'm 63 now, and
man,
I mean, you
Florence
know what
Henderson,
I mean?
I would have told 70, that ass 70, up, man,
70 don't look bad.
I'd have did it on Oprah, man, right at the commercial, right before Oprah went to commercial. Like, hold on.
Are we going to cut away and play? We're going to play a little Eddie Murphy, I think, is coming up. No? Who's next?
I already played him. Pay attention.
Oh, okay. Who's
man,
next?
What's up with these? Man, you guys got white headphones and I got black ones. What's this shit, man?
I hope you think what I'm going to do is funny and laugh at me. I'm a comedian. And yes, I'm a comedian. And I just like to relax because it's early in the morning and I'm sleepy. I don't want to fight or nothing. I just wanted to be mellow. I'm not a fighter. Never could fight. I had the moves, but I couldn't fight. The hitting part scared me. No, I was cool looking, you know. Did anybody see George Foreman fight Ken Norton? That is mean. I mean, that's the only dude in the world don't have no style. He don't have no style at boxing, right? The bell ring, he just come out right to get... And he whooped Norton like Norton said something about his mama or something, right? You know. What you doing? Put your hand down. What you doing with a... What you got a guard for? You know what I mean? Norton said he forgot his strategy. I saw him at the beginning. I knew it was over. Norton was looking at the floor like this. It's looking like I'm going to fall here. George was serious. George told me. No, I meant it. Yeah, that's all right. Just as soon as they ring the bell, you know. Man, just wait till they ring the bell. It looked like George Foreman, you know, like when you hit him, look like that turns him on. Because that cat was hitting George some beauty, you know, ping, ping, ping. George was talking about, that's fine, that's good. Just stand right here, just for a minute. So I ain't finished with George. It's my turn now. He hurt him bad. I knew he was hurt. Did you see him? No, he went, ooh. George hit him in the rear. Boom. He said, oh. And he tried to keep his front up. Oh, it hurts. And George was serious. Ollie and him going to fight in Africa. Now, that's going to be beautiful. Two brothers making $5 million apiece. the tax is going to be $8 million. I love Ollie, too, man. I want Ollie to win all his fights. But you got to watch out for that Ollie. Don't let him hit you no place. First thing Ollie should do when he gets to Africa is go see the witch doctor and become invisible. That's right. Did you see The Exorcist? See, the movie would have been over for me. If I'd have been in the movie, it would have been over. If I'd have walked in the house and heard, Marion! That would have been it. Wouldn't have had to go no further. Right, with all the extras? No, no, no. Brothers exercise the devil every day, though, with two words. Be cool. Because the movie would have been over, right, if it had been a black man in the movie, because you don't be vomiting on no brother's clothes. Right, the brother walking, what is this smell? What's wrong? Why don't the girl wash up? What's wrong with you, girl? Chump, possess nothing. I whoop her in the devil's. Messed up their clothes and put the cross back on the wall. Messing around. I know some dudes will whoop the devil, take his money.
I mean, that's all you got is a horn and tail? I don't want to see you around here no more, chump.
Black people go to movies like that just on purpose to get scared, because black people aren't really afraid of anything. Not really. They go on purpose. They want to get scared. Scare me for 2 hours. You got it for 2 hours, and I'm taking it back. Because after 400 years of this, you know we don't get scared of nothing for real. Only thing that frightens me is like getting seen walking down the street with a white woman by two black women. That scares me to death. Right, because sisters look at you like you killed your mama. Right, you know, you be trying to grin it off. They don't even want to hear you. It's not with me. I got married in California, married a white woman. Don't ever get a divorce here. Because my wife went to the court dressed like, it looked like she was 11. She walked in the courtroom, I said, who is that? The judge started crying. My lawyer started crying. Everybody was crying, you know, and I knew I was in trouble because the judge said,
come here, boy.
Now, more laughs with the Oscar Bernie and Dirty History of Comedy Show.
Hey, I'm very happy to be here tonight. I'm Bernie. I'm sold, and I'm happy to be anywhere. Anyways, we're going to turn this back over to Oscar.
Thanks, Bernie. I'm happy to hear that. I want to make another plug here before we get out of here tonight, because we're going to be wrapping up in a few minutes. Ernie, our buddy Ernie over at Amnesia Salon at 6462 Losey Road. And the beautiful thing about Ernie over there is that they do all ethnicities. You get a Brazilian, you can get a Manzilian. They even got a chiropractor there to bend you back into shape. So get your color highlights, your hair extensions, your manicures, your pedicures. Get over there and see Ernie. Monday to Saturday, 9 to 6, that's the Amnesia Salon on Losey Road. And I also want to give a shout-out to Tax Service and More on 3140 Durango, 702-240-8090. If you have any serious problems with the IRS, I want you to call a Tax Service and More. They got over 80 years of experience with their people working out of their office here in the Las Vegas Valley. So anyways, we're here tonight with a good friend, and I'm going to give him another moment. I'm going to keep talking because he's chewing on some great pizza.
Nah, man. I mean, it's only great because you got it, man. It's Pizza Hut, man. I'm 50, man. This shit's going to tear my stomach.
I know. Tomorrow morning.
I'm going to be driving fast on the way home.
You'll be running for the border.
How fast are you going, dude? I am not going nearly as fast as how this shit's going to be coming back when I get home.
Well, that's the thing I noticed. That now that I'm older, I drive faster. And the wife says, why are you driving so fast? At my age, I don't know how much time I got left. Yeah. I got to get over there now. You know, God only knows.
I get one of the coolest things, man. My wife, I have a personalized license plate on my car. And it's my wife's name, my queen. So a long time ago, man, black man driving a Lincoln, man, and the police pull behind him and be like, uh-oh, you know. Now with that my queen, they think some old white lady driving.
Or a gay guy.
Yeah. They pull me over. They pull me over. They don't have their gun pulled out already. Like, excuse me, are you lost? Instead of saying it the other way, get out of the car. You lost?
Yeah. Get out and skip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would really be good. Dude, man, I just. Oh, man, listen.
Don't act macho with that.
Hey,
cops.
Listen, guys.
Do your gay impression.
If you don't know the city and you don't know the town of Las Vegas, and you like women and you really love sexy, beautiful women, there are no clubs on Paradise that have those kind of women in them.
If you're going to hang there, make sure you're totally drunk.
I made that mistake, man. I went in there. I didn't know, man. Right. I went in there, man. I mean, dude, I should have known something, man, because the Long Island iced teas was $1.75.
So
I should have known something was up then. I'm like, you know what? Hold on.
That's a cross between a Jim Jones special and something Cosby would dial out for you.
Either way it go, man, you're going to go to sleep and wake up feeling a different way.
You're going to have a new view of life.
Yeah, so, you know. Like I say, you
that's
know,
a good
you,
warning.
You guys, yeah, warning, man. It's a warning.
It's Paradise.
Don't
Road.
Get dropped off on Paradise. Hey, man, drop me off at Gypsies.
Yeah, where's all the girls at? Yeah. You better tip the cab or you're going to take it to Paradise
Road. It's all Gypsies, man. Maybe they all dressed up like Gypsies. They are.
They are, all right.
And, man, and the thing that pissed me off, man, was I went in and the creation came out. That's what I want to call it. I want to call it a creation.
Uh-huh.
About 5'11". You know, man, and tits, man. I mean, big ones, man.
Geez.
And then it was cool till the cape came off, and then the
Snickers. You need a Snickers.
It's like you're selfish, man.
You're not just
cities, anything. You're selfish, dude. For what? And I was pissed. You know what really made me mad because the tits was nice. It's nice tits, man. And I was looking at him, and I'm like, but that's a dude.
Store-bought or do you think cosmetic? I mean, fake or real?
No, he wasn't born with that shit.
No, but
man.
He paid to have him put on there then.
Of course he did.
Oh, gosh.
And he tricked, and it's like, you know what? It's like, so I got to leave, man. I couldn't even get him. I was mad. I was mad looking back, you know. You ever leave him like, you know what? I ain't never coming back no more. You just walk out. I'm looking back like, you know what? Damn, I ain't never. This is some.
I tell you what's scary. Just the other day in the store, I'm in the store, and Sandy says to me, she goes, after I did what I was doing, grabbing lettuce or whatever, she goes, that guy over there was staring at you. I go, what? And she goes, watch the way he walks. I can tell he's a little light in his loafers, and he was liking you.
I had a transvestite. I had a transvestite in the grocery store trying to hit on me in front of my daughter. The shit was hilarious.
Oh.
Because it thought my daughter was my girlfriend because the middle child, Madison.
They're all pretty girls.
Yeah, thanks, man. But the one that they wear a lot of makeup.
Right. Man. Right.
They pretty girls, man.
Right.
But Madison is the one
right.
that every time me and her hang out, because she hangs out with me a lot. You
right.
know, they both hang out, but she's always really with me most. Right. And you know, they think we're together. It's like, motherfucker, that's my daughter.
You know, I know.
Sorry, I look young.
Them.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's that, you know, I have fun, man. Life is too short not
that's
to have
right.
fun.
Got
to
laugh. Fun Leave them there, laughing man. All the time.
Laugh every day, man. Fellas, keep your woman laughing the whole nine yards, man. You know, laugh, man. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, you're gonna die old and ugly.
That's right. That's right. And you learned that early at a young age in Cleveland, because after I saw the river catch on fire, it was either you
man,
stand there and cry
so much,
or you laugh your ass
off. River catch on fire, man. Our football team ain't shit.
Okay, Joe, we're not going to start talking
about
that.
That's why they call them the Browns. They play like shit and they look like shit.
And it rhymes with clowns.
Life,
we're getting ready to wrap up. I want to thank our producer, Jay Bird, here for another night at the Oscar and Bernie with Ernie.
Yeah, you know, Jay
comedy.
Bird, I thank you, man. You know what, man? I really do. I thank and respect you, man. A lot for what you're doing because you stand by it, you know what I'm saying? You put this
He's
together,
a workhorse.
Man. You, know,
He's
you, put,
it.
You put this creation together. And you stuck by it, man. I mean, it's
and he's
it
gotten
is.
Some on his show that he
Dude,
does.
I was
he's
here,
gotten
I,
some
I was
big
here
name
when,
comics.
I was here when the last time I was here when the Carnival ship caught on fire.
Oh wow!
You know, and it was me, him, and Sheridan. Now what's the other
Sherwood?
Oh, you know, Rob Sherwood.
It was me, Sherwood, and it was a legendary comic that was at the Improv. Some old cat, I can't remember his name, man. He was like in his 60s or something. Old cat.
Maroney? No, I don't know.
I don't
John
think so.
Maroney,
kind of taller.
You don't got enough time to guess.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know.
You're running out of air time.
You know what? I'm going to, you know what I do? If I brought you a big old picture that people could sign on it and just autograph it.
All right, we can talk about
somewhere?
That shit later,
like
man.
We did at SmileyJoeWiley.com.
Y'all hit me up at SmileyJoeWiley.com, SmileyJoeWiley at Yahoo, SmileyJoeWiley at Twitter, Facebook. Everything is
because the bus is on the road.
Wiley, man. And this is we got the funniest comedy show on wheels, man.
On wheels.
It's the
That's
best
fantastic.
Comedy show on wheels. So y'all come out and have fun with me, man. Three
Thanks,
hours,
Joe.
We going to hang, we going to sign, we going to have a good time. And that's it, man. And y'all keep supporting this beautiful radio show that they got going here, man.
Right on, right on, right on. Right now, we'll see you next week. Thank you.